Ann Catton, she's with the California Legal Rural Assistance Foundation. The organization CRLA does outreach and legal education to client communities throughout California, including regular trainings on heat illness prevention. And the organization also does routine monitoring of compliance with the standard in agriculture. So Ann's going to talk a little bit today about the kind of perspective on making this standard work from sort of the ground up, from the community perspective.
Thank you. And Norma Ventura, who's a community worker with CRLA Inc. in Fresno, was going to come, but we were afraid to have her drive all the way and then possibly not be able to get into the city. So, and is it the right arrow when I... Okay. Good. Okay. So, I don't speak as much as some people do here. Just to distinguish between our two organizations, CRLA Inc., where Norma works, is a large legal services organization with 21 offices statewide in California. And they do legal, offer legal services for farm workers and other low-income rural residents. And CRLA Foundation has one office in Sacramento. We do provide some legal services, but also we focus heavily on policy work, predominantly for agricultural workers. We have one community worker, and CRLA Inc. has many community workers. And one of their tasks, they go out and do field monitoring during the agricultural season, looking to see what the conditions are. And when they see violations of the heat standard, field sanitation, some other standards, they seek voluntary compliance. And if they can't get voluntary compliance, they file reports with CalOSHA. And we do have a enforcement protocol with CalOSHA. And in some circumstances, photographs and declarations of the community workers can be used to document a violation when OSHA can't get out there. CRLA Inc. also has, for 2 years, had Susan Harwood grants for doing heat stress prevention training. They have somewhat their own curriculum. And this past year, they added a short video that's a scenario of a worker collapsing in the field. And then to stimulate discussion of what would you do if this happened when you were working. And they added that specifically because a lot of the workers who came to their trainings, that was one thing that they really didn't understand and felt like they needed more information. And when the community workers go out in the field, they're sometimes don't find water, but more and more we're finding there is drinking water out in the field, but there may not be cups for the workers. The water may be too far away. Those are, of course, violations of the field sanitation and the heat standard, though the water is supposed to be as close as practicable, and that is subjective, and it's subjective how OSHA inspectors enforce it sometimes. We think that close as practicable is closer than an inspector might, so that's one problem with the standard. We do get complaints from workers that the water sometimes tastes so bad that they can't really drink enough of it, or they're afraid it might cause them health problems. And that's something that isn't clearly addressed in the standard. The field sanitation standard in California says the water should be pure, and a few times that's been used to motivate employers to get better water, but it's vague and it's a problem. With the shade, our standard requires enough shade for 25% of the workers in the field anyway, but sometimes the shade is just too far away. Workers aren't going to go walk for 5 minutes to rest in the shade for 5 minutes and then come back. It's legal to provide the shade right next to the porta potties, but of course the workers don't like that. It's not very attractive shade. As I said, the standard only requires enough shade for 25% of the workers in the field. It doesn't require adequate shade so that all the workers will have shade, like if they during their lunch breaks. We think this is a really big problem with it. People have already discussed problems with breaks, when workers are working piece rate or they have a quota where they have to fill a certain number of boxes in an hour or something. This discourages them from taking breaks. With the piece rate, because it is seasonal work, a lot of times the workers, even though they're supposed to get minimum wage, they're not supposed to get less than minimum wage on the piece rate, they want to make as much money as they can in the season. And as Amalia said, there can be peer pressure. There often isn't shade for all the workers in the field. Field, there is a perception that we just want to get the work done as quickly as possible, and then we can get out of here and we can go home. So there's also that kind of attention that I think keeps workers from taking breaks, because there isn't an inviting place to take a break. Some other problems that we see are that in the field training by the employers, which is really needed, to convey the information about where you are working, the emergency response, that isn't done as much as, it isn't always done. And then, as others have mentioned, there's a lot of mistrust of authorities. So workers are very reluctant to file complaints. I have a particular concern that the cases where it may not be considered completely a heat stroke case or a heat exhaustion case, that the cases where heat may have contributed to an illness or fatality aren't captured in the OSHA statistics, and I think this I tried to do a little analysis, and there are a lot of heart attacks and collapses in agriculture, and they predominantly occur in the warmer parts of the year. And at least one of those drownings was a man in Imperial County. He was working at night, but Imperial in the summer, it was very hot. And he's by himself, but he fell into the canal, and he may have passed out from heat. We don't really know. But I just think it's a reflection of that the standard really isn't adequate to protect the most vulnerable workers. And for example, there was one case in 2010 where, a very young worker who was moving irrigation pipe, which is, it's a heavy job. This was in Soledad in Monterey County, so it's not super hot conditions, but, later after he died, they concluded he had a congenital heart condition, but, farm workers don't get physicals. They don't really know what their risk factors are, so, there are a lot of very vulnerable workers working out there, so why we need another reason we need a stronger standard. Anyway, thank you. And any questions? Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Right. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, the lack of acclimatization in the cooler areas is a really big problem. I think that sometimes goes on, and just a sort of implicit discouragement from taking breaks. And I also forgot to mention that on, you know, some of the processes are machine paced, where you have field packing, and that's going to discourage it too. So, yeah, I think that does go on, but it's sometimes a little more insidious than that.